Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord. Come on, just give God praise. Wherever you are, just begin to give God praise right now. He's given you another day. He's given you another opportunity at life. He's allowed you to just be alive today. And if nothing else, that alone, glory, makes him worthy of the praise. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo, the routine, if you will, of your everyday life to glory, success, and victory through our Savior Jesus Christ, with a new topic, a new teaching, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. When you finish listening to Daily Fire, not only will your soul but your everyday life will be enhanced. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today is God's process. God's process. And we're coming from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 8 through 9. While you are getting that word ready, I remind you of how to tune in with me live for both podcasts on Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern. When I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by dialing 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, which includes tonight because today is Wednesday, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where I take your questions on air, your prayer requests as well, and there is no topic off limits. You can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. The best way really to ensure that you don't miss any of the teachings is to follow the podcast so the recordings will be text straight to you. That way, if you cannot tune in live, you'll receive them via text. Tune in by text, follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. That's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. You'll receive the recording of Daily Fire Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. And on Wednesday nights, you'll receive a text reminder when Real Talk goes live, because that's not a recording that's sent out. So you'll receive a text reminder, which includes the telephone link and the link to tune in online. If you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website. Visit me there at rossi.org. You can contact me, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, see my upcoming itinerary, sermons, everything that you need to know is on rossi.org. And you can also donate there to Rossi Williams Ministries to help spread the gospel. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 9, reading from the KJV. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Praise God for his word. Come on and just lift him up wherever you are. Just give God a shout of hallelujah. What is our topic for today's Daily Fire? Repeat it after me. God's process. God's process. Glory. Have you ever just been trying to work something out, you know, to go through a series of steps or actions when you're trying to achieve a certain desired end, like a goal? And so you're writing everything down, you're mapping it out, you're strategizing, you're planning for the unexpected. You have space in there for modification if things change, because you understand that you are not God. So you don't have total control of life. Even if you set your alarm clock or set your alarm on your phone or even set it through Alexa, you don't have the ultimate power to ensure that you rise from sleep when that alarm sounds. So in creating the goal, what you do hopefully is accommodate the uncontrollables. That really is what process is. Process is a series of actions or steps, according to Merriam-Webster, taken in order to achieve a particular end, right? Because we're not talking about service a process like the law. Listen to that again. A series of actions or steps, not just one step, but it's a planned out of recurring things that you're doing that you will take in order to achieve a particular end. But as we have seen in the Word today from Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9, unless we are submitting what we're doing to the Lord and understanding that God has a way that is higher than our way, that God has a plan that is higher than our plan, then we will not reach the desired end and be able to sustain it in a spirit of wholeness. God's process, you see, has to be the priority in our lives. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9 that I read unto you, God said, listen, listen, listen now. The thoughts that you have are not equivalent to the thoughts that I have. And the way that you would do things are not commensurate to the way in which I will do it, because you see, as high as the heavens are from the earth below, that is the measure of the way I think and the way I do things from the way you do. Why? Because I am God. I see the end before the beginning. And because I can see what you cannot see, and because I know what you never could know in fullness, I have a series of actions or steps to work out in you. I, the Lord, have process. Will you trust me today? I'm taking you through what is necessary to mold and to make you. I'm taking you to the places wherein it is necessary that you must go, and placing you in the presence of the people whom it is necessary that you must meet. And I'm ridding you of the behavior traits, the attitude and personality flaws that must be purged from you in order for my process to bring about in you ultimate victory. I am God, and I have process. Proverbs 14 and 12, it says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Now you see, there are some things that have occurred in your life and that have occurred in my life over which we had no control. Maybe you were abused as a child or molested or raped. Or maybe you grew up in a home where there was no love, or where one of your parents was physically or emotionally abused. Maybe you grew up where money was always tight, or where people were always laughing at you because you didn't live in the best neighborhood, or you didn't have the best clothing. Maybe you grew up with some kind of disability or illness that impacted your ability to do what everyone else or all of the other children were doing. And maybe even in your adult life, you have found yourself the victim of things such as infidelity in the marriage or domestic violence. Or maybe your kids or your spouse are incarcerated. Maybe you have suffered the death, premature death of your children. Or maybe your parents have died. In other words, calamity and catastrophe continue to happen. Maybe you've lost a job. You know, maybe you're in bankruptcy right now, and you're trying to figure out how you're going to make it. I submit unto you today to still understand that even in the midst of your adversity, even in the midst of your catastrophe, even in the midst of your situation in adversity, please still trust that God is still taking a series of actions or steps to bring you about to the desired end of purpose, destiny, success, of glory in him and joy in him. Trust that God is always working, processing you. The situations that occur that were adverse to you, they didn't come from God, because the thief cometh not, Satan cometh not, but to steal, kill, and destroy. But God cometh that you might have life. So even though it wasn't God sent, it will still be God used to bring about victory in you, because we know that all things, according to Romans 8 and 28, work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. God has processed. God is working it out. God is working it out. Did you hear me? God is working it out for you today. Trust his process. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I don't care what you're going through. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Just begin to thank him for the process. Thank him for working it out. Thank him for purging you. God is working it out. God is working process. Hallelujah. Father, we just say thank you, Lord. Father, we glorify you because you're purging us. You're working it out. You're cleansing us. You're making ways out of no ways. You are ordaining our steps so that, Father, we will be able to live every day in the joy of life, the goodness of life, the peace of life. We'll have victory forevermore. We'll see ourselves as you see us, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ, the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, that we are heirs of you and joint heirs with Christ. Favor rests on us. Favor rests on us. Favor rests on us. And for everything that we lost, you'll restore us a hundredfold. Now, Father, we say thank you. Thank you for the process. We've only been made stronger. Thank you for the losses. We're going to recoup in the end. Thank you for those, Father, who walked away, because we've only learned that we have even more power than we had thought we had to be a survivor. Thank you for working it out. Thank you for taking us through the process. We praise you because your ways are not our ways. You will bring about the victory. You will fix it. You've already fixed it. It's done, it's done, it's done. Whatever we need is done in the name of Jesus. Whatever we need is done. And even what we want, we can have whatever we like in you. It's done in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, it's done.
It's done even if we can't see it right now. It's done even if we don't believe it right now. It's done no matter what it looks like. It's done in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you. And we say amen. Let's do the altar call and then we'll end with our tithe. Just keep praising him for the process. Victory belongs to you. For those of you who are unsaved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I praise you for the process, because I'm stronger for the process. I'm victorious because of the process. And I know that all things have been worked out for my good. You're working it out in me. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome. Everybody just give God praise. Give him praise. Now, remember, tonight at 7 p.m. live, we will, 7 p.m. Eastern, we'll be live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. I have a very, very good topic for you tonight that's going to continue to enhance your life and soul. I'll take your questions regarding the topic. I'll take your prayer requests before we end on air, and you won't even have to say your name. Make sure you tune in. Just go to my website, rawsi.org, rawsi.org. On the broadcast page at 7 p.m., and there's a one-click button that will let you call in and a one-click button that will let you tune in online. Or even better, follow the podcast so you'll get the message via text and you'll get the reminder. Follow by texting the letters DF or the message DF to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. All right, our topic for today is God's process. Your task for today is trust the process. God's ways are higher than your ways. I'll see you tonight at 7. He's working it out for you. He's out.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.